this morning comes from John chapter 3 verses 1 through 17. And I'm sure this is a familiar passage for many of us. It's Jesus teaching Nicodemus. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs that you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born again when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man will be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." This is our gospel reading for today. Thanks be to God. Paul was speaking with the Jewish leaders in our reading today, and what he was trying to share with these leaders and what he was trying to help them to understand is something that's still relevant today, because many people feel that they get to heaven because they've done good works. They don't necessarily believe in the resurrection, but they think because they've done all these good works, it's okay. And what Paul was trying to tell the Pharisees is that Abraham was justified not by good works, but because he believed God and he obeyed God. Abraham picked up and moved his whole family from a homeland, which was the only place he had ever known, to someplace totally different, to be in obedience to God. He didn't question God. He didn't stand before a burning bush and say, "I can't go, I can't speak, I don't know how to lead people." He went. The religious leaders of that time tried to say that Abraham was justified because Abraham took Isaac to the mountaintop as a sacrifice when God told him to. Paul points back to the reading from Genesis this morning. We all know, because Shelley read it from the Bible, that Abraham was 75 when God declared him as being righteous. He didn't have Isaac until he was 100. So they couldn't use that. They couldn't use that to justify that Abraham was saved by his works. When we sometimes hear people who boast of their good works. In a service that I did at the Millbridge Wyman Church, I talked of Grandma Bragg. Grandma Bragg was very upset with the people in the church, particularly the leaders of the church, because she felt that they were not promoting her church the way it should be promoted. Grandma Bragg felt that they needed to get an article into the newspaper that told everybody what they had done, all of the good works that they had done. Grandma Bragg was missing the point. We do those good works because of our faith. And as Paul said, if Abraham had been saved by his good works, then he would have had a right to brag, to boast about them. But he didn't. And we especially would not come into church and boast about them before God. When we are saved by faith, when we are justified by that faith, the good works are just an extension of how we are changed. As I read the gospel lesson, I thought, it doesn't connect. It's not part of our other two readings. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, it does connect. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he came to see Jesus at night. Maybe he was afraid. I mean, as a Pharisee, they were not thinking very highly of Jesus at this time. They were plotting his death. So then maybe Nicodemus was afraid. And maybe Nicodemus came because he wanted to understand Jesus a little better. He was an intellectual man, so it would make sense. And I have to believe that even though our reading doesn't say it, that night Nicodemus became a righteous man. That through his conversations with Jesus that night, he was saved by faith. It's the only way that I can reconcile what Nicodemus did after Jesus died on the cross with who he was. Nicodemus was one of two men who came and took Jesus' body and prepared it for burial. If his life hadn't been changed, if he hadn't been saved, he wouldn't have cared. He would have stood back with the other Pharisees and let someone else take care of Jesus. So I have to believe that Nicodemus became a righteous person that day, that he was saved by faith. And through that faith, he did the good deed of taking care of Jesus. We all struggle, I know, with different things that are in the Bible. But Jesus tells us, you come to the Father through me. He doesn't say you come to the Father through me as long as you've done good works. The good works come because we're changed when we come to the Father. Be proud of what you do, because everything that we do for somebody means that we're following God's word, that we are in obedience to what God and what Jesus have called us to be. But also know that it's your faith that has brought you to these good works. And it is your faith that will carry you to that eternal life and into the glory with Jesus and God. Amen. We have come to the time for sharing of our joys and concerns. Do you want to?